Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Thank you for listening to The Burt Show. If you liked what you heard, then go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. If you didn't like it, well, that means you need to listen better. And give us a 5-star rating anyway.
All right, so a California man is suing more than 50 women for $2.6 million because they shared negative stories about him on the Facebook page, Are We Dating the Same Guy? Stuart Lucas Murray claims the reviews were false and defamatory. So there on Facebook in multiple cities is a Facebook page for women only called Are We Dating the Same Guy? This is a network where women share information about negative dating encounters that they've had in these respective cities. The LA chapter alone has 53,000 members.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wow.
Yes. So women who have bad encounters on dating apps, who have like bad dating experiences, or who are just asking, they can post a picture and be like, hey, I'm talking to this guy. Does anybody know anything about him? And then women can comment, okay?
It's kind of a Google review for guys when it comes to dating.
It is. It's a Yelp. It's a Yelp for dating. So Stewart is claiming sex-based discrimination because he couldn't join the Facebook group because it's women only. And he also says that he was labeled a murderer and the women accused him of having a sexually transmitted infection. So he started a GoFundMe to help with his legal fees.
Would you rather date a murderer or somebody that has a sexual infection?
A sexual infection.
Yeah, bring the infection on.
I don't know. It'd be nice to have my own murder documentary.
Yeah, right.
They'll remember me well.
I'm going to have to chew on this question.
So in his GoFundMe, he said, I support a safe space for women to protect themselves against being stalked, harassed, or harmed, and not the other way around. These women exploited the concept of a safe space to gossip, defame, and cyberbully anyone at whim. The acts of these defendants are hate-filled and unrelenting. So it was Kelly Gibbons who did the initial post of Stewart, right? She posted a photo of him, and they didn't even go on a date. She merely had a conversation with him, and she was so put off by it that she wanted to throw this guy up with a bunch of red flags, like, you shouldn't go out with this guy.
So they're texting back and forth, but she never meets him, or is it just
correct.
A comment? Okay.
Yeah. They were chatting, and then they also talked on the phone, and then she decided she did not want to meet this dude in person.
It doesn't matter if he's a murderer or he does have a sexually transmitted disease. She's out.
Yes.
Okay.
And so she posts this, and she goes, I wouldn't want my friend going out with someone like that. So then other women began commenting on the post, and they were sharing screenshots of exchanges they had with him, recounting in-person dates. Others just left comments.
Was he just weird in the screenshots of these exchanges, or what was so
bad? We don't have the screenshots because
okay.
This is a private Facebook group, but he just says that, you know, you're defaming me. So I searched high and low to get like the nitty gritty and get the tea, but all I have is what he is filed in his complaint, which is him saying they called me a murderer and said I had an STI. So 9 of the women who are posted, or 9 of the women who are named in this lawsuit, their actual names are. And then there's does 1 through 50. So literally.
Does or hoes?
Does.
Does hoes. Does hoes getting sued.
Does hoes versus the state.
Yep. So I think anybody who interacted with this post, he is calling out in his lawsuit. Now, this week, a judge in an LA civil court has issued a ruling that these women did nothing wrong. Yes.
Thank God.
They did nothing wrong by sharing their opinions of Stewart. And the judge in Stewart's case said that based on the evidence, they did not see any possibility of Stewart prevailing against any of the defendants that he has filed a lawsuit against.
And justice for all. Damn. See, some of these women that have this long laundry list of things that they're looking for in a guy, at some point it starts to deteriorate. It goes from 15 things to 2 things. At some point, murder or sexually transmitted disease will be like, I can deal with that.
I think another question is like, which would you rather be known for if you had to choose? Would you rather people take, You're a murderer or you have an STI.
What a complete waste of time and money, though. This guy knew right off the bat he wasn't going to win this case, right?
Oh, no. You look at his picture. He thought he was going to win.
Really?
I mean, be careful. That's defamatory.
Oh, it is.
You don't want him coming after you.
I can be Doho 51.
I mean, how many? That's 50 different dates? 50 people?
No. Not 50 different dates. Anybody who interacted with this post. So nine of the women are specifically named, and then other women, whether they just had like a DM exchange or if they're just commenting on the post, he's going after all of them.
He's so bad, he don't even make it to the date.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
The Bert Show.